Welcome, beautiful one, to part three of our Feminine Embodiment series, How to Be with Crisis. So this one is one of my absolute favorite exercises. It's a grounding exercise. And once again, it's simple, it's easy, it's practical. Once you have done that grounding exercise a few times, you might be able to ground in a minute. And that's exactly what I'd like to share, because many of us, you know, we're chasing down linear time and there's just not half an hour to spare to do some of these other exercises. So here is my grounding. It might be a little longer today, so you get, you know, you kind of get more information. And just know when you practice it with the power of your imagination, you can do this grounding exercise in a minute or two. Okay, so once again, I invite you to create that sacred space for yourself where you're undisturbed. And if it feels right, and if you're in a safe place, please close your eyes. And for a moment, let's connect to your deep, full breath, breathing in and breathing out. And throughout our grounding exercise, I'd like you to remember to breathe deeply in and out. And now I'm asking you to bring your awareness to your tailbone, the area where the sacrum is. And together we get to imagine that you can drop an imaginary energetic grounding cord from your tailbone towards the floor. And depending on, you know, how many floors you have, you might be in an apartment building, you might be in a skyscraper, you might be in a house. So just imagine that this grounding cord very, very naturally starts grounding, you know, dropping through one floor to the next floor to the basement, however, you know, deep it has to drop. And all of this happens very gently and effortlessly. And then imagine that your grounding cord will drop into Mother Earth. It will enter the earth. And there we imagine that it moves in. And for some people, you know, it's a straight movement. For some people, the grounding cord spirals. Some women might feel, I'm not feeling or seeing anything. No worries. Okay, no worries. So imagine that you're dropping this grounding cord 100 feet into the earth, and then 200 feet, and 300 feet, and 500 feet. And the grounding cord is moving very, very beautifully through the dark and moist and wet earth. And now it's at half a mile into the earth. Then very fast, you know, it might move with light speed. It's a mile deep into Mother Earth. 2 miles, 3 miles, 4 miles. 5, 7, 10, your beautiful grounding cord is moving deeper and deeper into Mother Earth until we hit the core of the earth. And there, I'd like you to imagine that you can gently hook or anchor your grounding cord into Mother Earth. And then pull and tug a little bit to make sure that it's really anchored or hooked in. And take a deep breath in and out. And notice how you're feeling. It is such a beautiful gift for everybody, but especially for women, to be connected with the earth. And out of my own personal experience, Mother Earth loves it when the women, the sisters, connect with her. And she loves to help grounding you. So, no, in the past, it was enough to ground once a day in the morning. And today, it's actually not. So whenever you feel unstable, uncentered, overwhelmed, a whole, you know, range of negative emotions flowing through you, check your breath. Check, am I feeling everything? And then check, am I grounded? And you can do this grounding exercise as often as you'd like to. I do it also when I go to sleep. I want to make sure that I'm coming back into this beautiful body. And it's so, so simple and so empowering. So beautiful, sister. Remember to ground. Remember to check if you're grounded into Mother Earth. Many blessings to you on your journey. And it was so wonderful to connect with you. And you will hear from me some more. And until then, have a blessed day and be kind and loving and gentle with yourself.